In the 1980s, there were 54 Titan II missile silos across the U.S. Those missiles carried the largest land-based nuclear warheads ever developed. Today, this is the only one of those sites you can visit. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In the early 1980s, Yvonne Morris oversaw sites such as 571-7, a Titan missile silo in Green Valley, Arizona. Four crew members manned their underground post in 24-hour shifts.
The typical duty day, usually about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, things would start to slow down, and that's actually when we began our sleep shifts.
4 p.m. may sound like an early time to sleep, but there was a good reason for that.
While the crew is on alert, they have to comply with a security policy that provides that in the launch control center, you can't ever be alone.
Yvonne eventually became the supervisor for training for the entire wing that oversaw the sites around Tucson. Today, those sites have been decommissioned, but this one is an historic site open to visitors.
They get to see an actual Titan II missile in the launch duct. All the guided tours go into the launch control center underground, and they get to see a simulated launch of the missile.
It's a place that visitors find fascinating, and those that worked here feel pride for the mission they accomplished.
If I'm ever having a little bit of a bad day, all I have to do is go out and interact with our visitors, and they're so excited and so grateful to meet somebody who served in the system that I just feel I wish that everybody who served in the Titan II system could experience what I get to experience here every day.
You can see our television feature with Yvonne this Saturday on U.S. Farm Report as we interview her in the Titan II missile silo she once commanded. Traveling the countryside in Green Valley, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.